Leslie Dolphin on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Come on to 26 minutes to five. Barry back at 2:15. We've got the weather forecast for you at 10:10. That Downing Street briefing, as I say, at 5:00 as well. Now, police are appealing for witnesses after a fire completely destroyed a reproduction Neolithic roundhouse at Tenstall Forest last Friday. It's used or was used by Hands On Heritage, who are a charitable organisation offering educational visits for schools, youth and adult groups. It's considered that this was an arson attack. Now, Stephen Worrell is a trustee of the roundhouse of that Hands On Heritage group and joins me now. Afternoon to you, Stephen.
Oh, hello, Leslie.
So tell me a bit more about Hands On Heritage.
Well, it's a project that's been running for nearly 10 years now, I should think. And as you say, it's aimed at providing an opportunity for Suffolk school children to spend time getting a practical experience which relates to the national curriculum studies they're doing. Tends to be historical stuff, anything from Stone Age up to the Saxons we cover. And it's a chance for them to spend time in the forest, do practical workshops, and it's something which the children love.
Sounds like the sort of history lesson I would have loved. So tell me about this roundhouse.
Well, the roundhouse was one of the first buildings on the site back in 2009, a partnership between the Suffolk County Archaeology Service, the Forestry Commission and the Extended Schools Service got together to develop the site, the project. And 60 young people at that time spent their Easter and summer holidays building a roundhouse, a Roman pottery kiln and kitchen. And those buildings, apart from the roundhouse now, of course, are still on the site and still in use. But we've developed it further since then with other structures to house workshops. And one of the newest ones, still under construction, was a weaving shed, which was based on a Saxon Viking-style building with hand-cut timber shingles for the roof, which also got badly scorched at the same time as the roundhouse burned down. So that's very sad.
And so that's what happened last Friday. It was the roundhouse that was burnt down, yeah?
Yes. I mean, it could only have been set fire to because obviously there's no electricity, nothing on the site which could cause it, and it's just a timber structure. So, yeah, it's very sad. But obviously we will be looking to rebuild it and restore the feature. But we are still open. As soon as the restrictions are lifted and schools are back to normal, we'll be still open to operate and take school visits anyway, so it doesn't hopefully affect our operation at all in that sense.
It must be really disappointing for you, the fact that students built this and so on and now it's been burnt down.
Yes, well, it's disappointing for the young people who've been involved, and we've had a lot of good wishes from supporters, from people who've either visited when they were at school to the site, or others who are parents. It's also disappointing for volunteers, of course, because we give all our time up, free to work on the site. A lot of effort goes into these structures, into the workshops, running the workshops for the kids. Obviously, volunteers enjoy it and benefit as well, but we do it primarily, obviously, for the school children.
Is it a problem? Does it mean anything difficult for you for the charity?
Well, we are solely operated by volunteers now. We have to rely on grants for any funding, so we're pretty hand to mouth on that. So obviously there's a cost in materials to rebuild the structure, but of course we're always looking for volunteers as well. It does have an impact on us, but also in some ways it makes existing volunteers more determined to put it back together again and continue with what we're doing.
And I guess you're just itching to try and get back to what you're doing as well as soon as this lockdown all disappears.
Well, we're all very keen to return life back to normal, although hopefully a better normal than we experienced in some ways before. So, yes, everybody's a bit frustrated. We are in contact as volunteers. We're sort of keeping spirits up, hopefully, although this is obviously a bit of a setback. As I say, we're looking forward to the opportunity to get back to normal life again.
Well, thank you for joining us, Stephen. And fingers crossed it's not too long before you can get back out there. It sounds fantastic. So it's Hands On Heritage, a charitable organisation. And so they do those visits in Tunstall Forest. It sounds an amazing group of buildings they've put together. But sadly, this roundhouse completely destroyed and police appealing for witnesses to the fact that it was arson. So if you've got any information, it was last Friday that this happened at Tunstall, a Neolithic roundhouse in Tunstall Forest. So if you were there, got anything that you think you might have seen, then the police would be really keen to hear from you.